This is a dictation for Faith Carter, F-A-I-T-H. Last name is Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 10/3/1986. Date of accident 7/29/2023. Date of service is 11/7/2023. This is a new patient visit. Patient report that she was involved in an automobile accident on 7/29/2023, leading to the various chief complaints. She reports of severe pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, and radiation to the right leg as the chief issues. Some pain in the TMJ is reported, and weakness of the right arm. History of the automobile accident is as follows. On 7/29/2023, at around 10 p.m., patient was driving a 200 Chrysler, and there was a dog in the car. She was hit with a truck or SUV. She was traveling at around 30 to 35 miles an hour on Grand River Greenfield area. She was driving on westbound Grand River, and she was trying to make a slow down while the light at the intersection was turning from yellow to red. Another car hit her rear-ended on the right first, and this impact and force made her car turn 360 degrees, and she was again rear-ended. So she was hit two times in the rear of the car. Patient reports that she was wearing seat belts, airbags were not deployed. She didn't know the speed of the other car. She did not pass out, no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. And the police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene. No one died in this accident. Patient reports in the damage, patient reports that the back of the trunk and the bumper were damaged. Windshield was okay. Doors are okay. Front of the car is okay. It was not total. Interior is okay. No damage to the steering wheel or seat belts or dashboard is reported. The dog was also okay. Regarding the injuries, patient remembers she hit her head to the steering wheel, and she had some whiplash injury to the neck and injury to the head after hitting into headrest, and right knee to the console. She was taken to Henry Ford Hospital, where she was 3 hours, but no x-rays were done, no CT scans were done, only medications were provided. History of the presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches, which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They're coming 3 times per week, and they last 5 to 10 minutes. They are mostly in the front of the head, moderately severe, off and on, and sensitive to the noise. She reports they are not sensitive to the light. No associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. Additional history of TBI, patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear. She denies loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness. She denies any confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus, lack of concentration. She denies any nightmares or incontinence of the urine bowel. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. She denies any taste issue, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Some tingling and numbness are reported because there is a shooting pain on the right leg front, most of it going affecting the first, second, and third toe, and associated with difficulty in walking, associated with severe anxiety, depression, panic, and weakness. The ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Regarding the pain is occupying neck, mid-back, lower back. Entire back is reported to be in pain with spasm of the muscles. So pain level is around 9 to 10. However, the neck is not so painful. It is only 4 and it feels more like a tightness. Patient report that these pains are almost constant and several times a day as throbbing, stabbing, sharp, aching. The pain intensity, highest pain intensity is 8 to 9, and pain is interfering on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 in the ADLs. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by rest. Patient reports she cannot stand much. It hurts. Walking no more than 5 minutes. Sitting is quite painful, and she can only sleep for 4 hours at a time. And the numbness and tingling of the right leg is almost constant, affecting the entire front of the leg, all the way to the foot and ankle. Regarding past investigation, no CT scan, MRI, or CAT scans are reported. Some muscle weakness is reported for the right leg, but no other area. Patient reports that she saw Dr. Bachu for 2 weeks, who is a pain physician, who provided physical therapy and medications. Although his office is way too far, so she decided to come over here. Her mother used to be our patient at Advanced Pain Care, and she, her mother was the one who referred her over here. No physical therapy has been done. She has not done any chiropractic, no medications at this time for the last 1.5 months. Regarding the medical history, she reports of anxiety and depression. Rest of them are not positive. Past surgical history, right middle finger was amputated at work at Beaumont Hospital due to some infection. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is suffering from hypertension. Father is alive, suffers from no medical problem. Siblings, one brother who died for some reason. 4 sisters, one has a seizures. In the relationship status, patient has 3 kids, 17, 15, and 1-year-old. Current employment status, patient is unemployed due to pain. She is an Uber driver and works for 6 to 8 hours every day. Disability, she never filed a disability. Legal history, patient does not have any attorney. She has been recommended to Mr. Khurana. Personal history, patient does drink occasionally, does smoke occasionally, does not use any recreational drugs. In addition, patient reports that she has no suicidal thought, homicidal thought, but she suffers from severe anxiety, self-worth problem, depression problem, mood problem, and sleep problem. Regarding the ADLs, the following ADLs are affected. She reports that walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, reaching into cabinets are affected 10. Personal hygiene, bathing are affected 9. The ability to lift dinner plates is affected 8. Eating is affected 7. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 141/89, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 100, height 5 feet, weight 150. This is a 37-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good, nourishment is good, no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are identified. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress, and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent, without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam will come from the template. In the ENT, please mention that the TMJs are painful, both sides, TMJ joint. And in the musculature examination, bilateral SI joints are tender. In the hand examination, please make sure right middle finger is amputated at the proximal phalangeal joint. And patient does exhibit in the neurological examination normal. In the musculature examination, the patient has spasm in the paraspinal muscles L1 to L5, and both the quadratus lumborum are tight, especially the right is the more worse than the left. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. On inspection, palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is found in both the sacroiliac joint and L4, L5, S1 are found tender. The paraspinal muscles spasm is noticed from L1 to L5. Bilaterally with the with the trigger points. A range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 50, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, bilateral side flexion is 20, extension is 20, bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman signs, Perling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Soto Hall, myelopathy, all negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, and the slump test negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 30 degrees. Contralateral bilaterally is positive. Breger test was negative. Camp test is positive bilaterally. Davinsky sign negative. Sacroiliac joints. Bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender, with the right being the more than the left. There is a positive Faber test and Gonsalon test bilaterally. However, standing flexion test, iliac compression, distraction tests are negative. Trendelenburg sign is negative. Extremities examination are all normal. Please use the template to type diagnosis. General. V89.2XXT. Z79.891. CNS. R51. R42. S09.90XA. Nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine M54.2, 50.20, thoracic M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, S23.3XXA, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27. M54.16, M54.42, S33.5XXA, M46.1, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered to continue at her choice place, involving neck, mid-back, and lower back, 3 times per week with traction and massage. The patient has been advised about yoga, home stretching, home traction. Disability, patient is off work, housework replacement, transportation has been added. Medications. Patient is provided with the following medications: Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief, Elavil 50 mg at night for anxiety relief, GAD disorder, pain relief, and depression relief. Xanax, 0.5 mg PRN for off and on anxiety relief. Neurontin, 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy, radiculopathy, and the TBI repair. Furosets, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Lidocaine ointment is ordered for topical pain relief. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered to identify the trauma that the patient has. Back brace, neck brace, and tense unit patient already has in the DMEs. Also, please add that the non-pharmacological modalities are yes, home exercise plan yes, refer to psychiatry yes, fitness club yes, review of available MRI and other imaging records and medical records are ordered released. Interventional pain procedures, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych is going to be ordered based on patient's symptoms. She has some pain in the TMJ. She can go and see a dental physician to make sure she reports no other TBI symptoms at this time. So no other investigation. No attended care. Neuropsych evaluation is ordered. Casework is not warranted. No other investigations are ordered. DM is already discussed. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days. Thank you. Education is yes. Thank you.